A ribbon cutting was held this morning at the Highway 160 overpass in West Plains. West Plains Mayor Mike Topliff talked to the crowd.
You know, it's my pleasure to stand here this morning to celebrate a milestone that's many years in the making. When we gather here to break the ground for this project back in 2025, we talked about the vision of the city of West Plains that we began pursuing in 2015. Today, we gather not to talk about the vision, but to celebrate its completion.
He talked about some of the people that helped make the overpass possible.
Many years of grant writing, visioning, and strategic partnerships are finally paying off. And that's thank you to our friends at South Central Ozark Council of Governments, the Economic Development Administration, the Missouri Department of Transportation, the Missouri Department of Economic Development, the Delta Regional Authority, BNSF Railroad, and Leonardo DRS.
Mayor Topliff also talked about the importance of the new overpass.
And what, you know, first began with the response to safety concerns with flooding and economic development, it has become one of the most significant infrastructure investments in our city's history. This overpass ensures that our community will never again be divided in the way it was in the flood of 2017. And it ensures our emergency responders can reach those in need without delay. Simply put, this project strengthens the foundation of West Plains.
The bridge on Independence Drive is now officially open to traffic. Authorities in Texas County are investigating a threat allegedly made to the Plato School District. The threat was received Wednesday evening. The Texas County Sheriff's Department had an increased presence at the school on Thursday. And on Thursday, the district issued a statement on social media saying that throughout the evening, school officials worked closely with law enforcement to thoroughly assess the situation and that they made the community aware of the situation. At this time, they have no indication of an active or immediate threat to the campus. The matter was promptly turned over to the appropriate authorities, who responded quickly and had the situation under control. They're very thankful for their professionalism and support in the matter. Based on information available and in coordination with law enforcement, they were confident in safely holding school on Thursday. While they may not be able to share all the details due to an ongoing investigation, they are committed to keeping the public informed as appropriate. As always, they will continue to remain vigilant, follow safety protocols, and maintain close communication with authorities. You can read all of the statement from the school at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. A man was arrested in Ozark County after an attempted ATM theft in Gainesville. Charles Bergman was located and refused to cooperate with providing personal identification to deputies at the time of the incident while they attempted to determine if he was involved. He was detained, and they continued to investigate the crime scene. Unfortunately for Charles, deputies were able to find out his true identity and learn that he had two active felony warrants for his arrest, one from Arkansas and one from Illinois. He was arrested and booked into jail for his warrants. It was later determined that he was not involved in the attempted theft. A man from Bull Shoals has been arrested for assaulting a police officer. 39-year-old Christopher Wayne Smith was arrested after authorities went to his residence on a call about problems with dogs. The situation escalated and Smith started fighting with the officer. Smith was arrested and faces one count of interference with a law enforcement officer and two counts of terroristic threatening, along with misdemeanor counts of resisting arrest and disorderly conduct. His bond was set at $3,500. A Mountain Home man was arrested Thursday morning in Baxter County. 28-year-old Brandon Beecher was arrested on charges of felony possession of a controlled substance, DWI, first-degree criminal mischief, criminal trespass, and reckless driving. He was taken to Baxter County Detention Center, and bond was set at $5,000. A man from Ash Flat was injured in an accident west of Viola. According to reports, 39-year-old John Rosen was injured when he lost control of the truck he was driving in a curve, ran off the road, and overturned. Rosen was taken to Baxter Health in Mountain Home. The accident happened on Highway 62, 412 west of Viola. A planned power outage will take place tonight in Walnut Ridge and Hoxie. Energy says that the outage will be from 10 p.m. till 6 a.m. and is necessary to repair critical electrical facilities. Preparations are in full swing for Hannah Harper Day on Wednesday in Willow Springs. Harper advanced to the top five in the current season of American Idol on Monday. The day's activities will include music downtown in the afternoon, a parade through the town, and a free evening concert. The events are being coordinated through the City of Willow Springs and the Willow Springs Chamber of Commerce. Details on the event are available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Howell, Oregon Electric Cooperative's 87th annual meeting of members will be held at the West Plains Civic Center tonight. The Civic Center doors will open at 4:30 with food, entertainment, displays, attendance gifts and prizes, and the Kids Zone. If you can't make it out to the meeting, you can listen to the annual meeting of members of Howell Oregon Electric Cooperative on K-Country 95. The Howell County Lincoln Day Dinner is set for tomorrow in the Magnolia Room at the West Plains Civic Center. Headlining the event will be Missouri Secretary of State Denny Hoskins delivering the keynote address.